Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Wednesday to you. You know what that means. It's church tonight, and we look forward to our midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church. And we start at 6:30 on Wednesday evenings. We have children's clubs that meet, and we have a fully staffed nursery, and then, of course, we have our service in the auditorium, and we always have wonderful congregational singing. I believe our Glow Club, our children, one of the children's clubs, is singing this evening in the service, and we'll look forward to that. And then, of course, we have a prayer guide we give out, and we have a missionary letter that's read, and then a study of God's Word. We're looking forward to a great service together this evening. I apologize a little bit for my voice. I'm still fighting off this cold, flu, whatever it is that's going around. But I hope it won't be too irritable for you to listen to the broadcast today. The Spanish services meet tonight at 7 p.m. And so we want to remind you of that as well. Pastor Avilas would love to have you in their service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Now listen, if your Bible's nearby, I want you to go to Proverbs chapter 18. Proverbs 18. Notice with me, if you will, just one verse, verse number 10, where the Bible says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe." The name of the Lord. Not names, name of the Lord, singular. Like in Genesis 4, when it says, "Then began man to call upon the name of the Lord." The Old Testament priest would never utter his name, except one time a year on the Day of Atonement. When the scriptures are being copied by the scribes, the Hebrew scribe would, when he came to the name of the Lord, would stop, would walk, go wash himself, change clothes, get a brand new pen, and write the Lord's name. And if he came to it again, the same procedure would be repeated. How much respect, how much awe and reverence they had for the name of the Lord. How different from today when we just call him the big guy, or the man upstairs, or the big daddy. How sad that we've deteriorated like that. That's why the Lord said in the third commandment, you should not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. It's not just swearing and cursing. It can be more than that. You see, because a name is not just a name. A name involves personality, character, reputation, authority, and power. When you see Robert Kincaid's name on a painting, there's a statement about that workmanship, the creativity, the integrity that went into that painting. You know you're getting a quality product. Why? His name is on it. Well, more, and I'll say more about that a little bit later, but listen, the name of the Lord's not just a title. It's not just a meaningless name. It stood for the reputation, character, and authority of the person. Now, God said some interesting things here about his name. He said, first of all, his name is in Jerusalem. 2 Chronicles chapter 6 and verse number 6. He tells Solomon, "But I have chosen Jerusalem that my name might be there, and have chosen David to be over my people Israel." I've chosen Jerusalem. We all know 2 Chronicles 7:14 and in 7:16, God said this, "Now have I chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and mine eyes and mine heart shall be there perpetually." My name's going to be in Israel. God says my name will be in Jerusalem. All that I am, my full character, are with the people I've chosen, Israel. Israel are God's chosen people. And we best stay with Israel. The blessing, part of the blessing on the United States of America has been her friendship with Israel. He will not cast off Israel. He made Israel for himself. He will not cast him off, the Bible says, for his great name's sake. They're God's people. And they are because God is who God says he is. It's because of his name. Because of his reputation, because of his character, because of his power, because of his integrity. That's why he kept them throughout the land of Egypt and brought them out with the plagues. That's why he delivered them from Egypt. That's why he parted the Red Sea. All of that was done for his great namesake. Say, how do you know that, Pastor? Well, the Bible says in Romans 9 and verse 17, "For the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth." My name. Isaiah 63, "that I might make thyself a glorious name." In Psalm 106, it's repeated. See, God's first love is his name. It's his namesake. It's not his people, but it's his name. He delivers, he saves, he provides, he guides. Not for Israel, but because of who he is. His name is there. Remember Joshua after the defeat at Ai. I'm thinking about Joshua. I think it's probably in around chapter 7. I'm looking there now. Joshua 7, and when he wants to pray, and he knows they've been defeated, he says, "O Lord, what shall I say when Israel turneth their backs before their enemies? For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land shall hear of it, and shall environ us around and cut off our name from the earth. And what wilt thou do unto thy great name?" Okay? So Joshua said, "Man, you're worried about, what about your name? I know our name could be wiped out. What about yours?" Prayers are in his name. God honors the prayer when we pray in his name. And we know that he would put his name to it. God's not going to let his name be dishonored. God will not allow his name to be mocked. God will not allow his name to be taken in vain. God's name is with Israel. I don't have to know what's going on in the Middle East. I just know this: Israel wins. Why? Because God's name is there, and he is on their side. His name is in Jerusalem. But wait a minute, they're somewhere else. The Bible also says his name is in us. His name is in us. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 11. The Bible says, "Such were some of you," and it lists all the different, whether it's fornicators, idolaters, adulterers, effeminate, abusers of themselves, mankind, thieves, covetous, drunkards, revilers, extortioners. But he says, "Such were some of you." What happened? Verse 11, "Ye are washed, ye are sanctified, ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." Romans 10 and verse 13, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." His name, his reputation, his character is in us. We have the nature and the person and the power and the authority of God dwelling in us. That's Colossians 1 and verse 27. "Christ in you, the hope of glory." That's security. Because if he would not abandon Israel for his name's sake, is he going to abandon you or me? See, I'm saved. But I'm kept saved, but not because of me, not because of who I am or because of what I do, but because of who God is and because of what God does. He saved me and he saved you for his great name's sake. That's why over in the book of Colossians in chapter 3, the Apostle Paul would write the words, Colossians 3 and verse number 17, "Whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." Everything we do in his name, in his power, in his authority, in his character. We do it unto the Lord Jesus. Not a pet phrase, not something to be spoken lightly, not something to be taken flippantly. Remember in Matthew 24, Jesus said in the last days, remember, many are going to come in my name. In Revelation 13 and verse 6, it says the beast will blaspheme God because he blasphemes his name. The world does all it can to shut down his name. Don't mention his name in school. Don't mention his name at graduation. Don't mention the name in the Ten Commandments. Don't mention his name when you take an oath in the courtroom anymore. But those of us who carry his name, we carry the name of God. Now it's been bestowed upon us who have faith in Christ to be called the sons of God. I remember growing up, as a teenager and would go out to a ball game on a Friday or Saturday and then usually over to somebody's house afterwards. And I tell my dad what we're doing, and he would say, "Now remember who you are." What was he saying? I was going to forget my name? No, he's saying, "Listen, your name is Slayball. And I built that name up in this community. And people respect that name. And I've worked hard to make that a good name. Don't you forget who you are. And don't mess up my name." Oh, my friend, that's what we carry, the name of Christ. We are Christians. And we ought not to drag that name through the mud. And we ought not treat that name flippantly. Remember when the Lord had the model prayer teaching us to pray? "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." Hallowed means consecrated. It means treat as sacred thy name. We ought to glory in his name. We ought to proclaim his name. We ought to love his name. We ought to believe on his name. Lift up the name. Oh, my friends, there's strength in the name of the Lord. There's grace in the name of the Lord. There's power in the name of the Lord. There's love in the name of the Lord. There's salvation in the name of the Lord. There's forgiveness in the name of the Lord. There's hope in the name of the Lord. Don't profane that name. Profane means to make common. Deuteronomy 32:3, publish the name of the Lord. Isaiah 29:23, sanctify the name of the Lord. Isaiah 50, verse 10, trust in the name of the Lord. Amos 9:12, walk in the name of the Lord. Acts 5:28, teach in the name of the Lord. Revelation 2:13, hold fast the name of the Lord. Let's honor the name of the Lord on this Wednesday, January 17, 2024. You understand, many will only think of God, and what they think of God will be determined by what they see in us. Proverbs, the verse we read today, "What's the name of the Lord's a strong tower? The righteous run into it and are safe." Take refuge in his name. The songwriter years ago said, "Take the name of Jesus with you, child of sorrow and of woe. It will joy and comfort give you. Take it then where'er you go, precious name. Oh, how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh, how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven." I'm telling you today, his name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. There's something about that name. Let's make sure that we're honoring the name of the Lord today. Remember, his name is in Jerusalem, and his name is in you and me. And I hope we'll honor the name of the Lord today. Make it a great Wednesday, will you? Looking forward to seeing some of you in the church service tonight. And we'll look at the first and great commandment. And that'll be at 6:30 this evening. And then the rest of us, we can come back to the radio broadcast tomorrow. And Lord willing, I want to talk to you a little bit about the final charge that Paul gave to Timothy, his son, in the faith. I hope you can join us for that. Thanks for listening to Words to Encourage Radio. Until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone. Because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.